Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Hustlers. As always, brought to you by Arepa, cognitive brain drink for mental performance under stress and fatigue. I use it every day. I use it before I do podcasts. I use it before a footy game. Pretty much it gives you that. Think of like in a day, if you've got a list of tasks to do in a day, it gives you the tunnel vision to finish it. So when you're stressed, when you're fatigued, when you're tired at night, when you're doing your last essay or whatever it is, switch out the energy drinks, grab yourself an Arepa, use promo code 138 online, and you can get 20% off. Supports the podcast and it supports Arepa. So make sure you go and jump on and support them. This podcast today is just going to be a bit of a Super Rugby breakdown of the final tomorrow. We don't really talk about footy too much on here, even though it's a massive part of my life. We kind of avoid the topic basically because I'm so close with a heap of the boys, so I don't like treading on anyone's toes and things like that. But I'm going to do a little bit of a breakdown based on what I think is going to happen tomorrow for the final. It's going to be a massive game. It's going to be a huge one. I'm really excited for it. I'm really keen to watch it because basically I think they mentioned something about, first of all, there's 22 All Blacks playing in this game tomorrow that have been named in the squad. So you think of a squad of 36, 22 of them are playing in this game. Generally speaking, if all of them were on the field at once, there would only be 8 players on the field that weren't All Blacks. So that's fucking crazy, first of all. I also think this is the first year in I don't know how long, someone was telling me yesterday, first year in a lot of years that the Blues have had more All Blacks named than the Crusaders. So I think the Blues have 12 and the Crusaders have 10. So it's going to be a huge one. I've been looking at the team sheets this morning and it's pretty crazy that if you look at, say you look at the Crusaders back line, everyone is a current All Black except for Bryn Hall, who is also a test-capped All Black. So, yeah, that's every back in the Crusaders is an All Black, and almost every back in the Blues is an All Black too. But Talia, who's good enough to be an All Black, people are circling about saying he's going to be in the New Zealand A team, the kind of like the second All Black side. His name's getting thrown around for that. And AJ Lamb, actually, his name's getting thrown around for that too. AJ Lamb's a good friend of mine. He's same year as me. We played against and with each other up in Auckland. Fuck, I'm keen to see him go well tomorrow. He's been playing his scene. He's been taking his opportunity, so keen to see him go really, really good tomorrow. Perifeta at the back, he's been, obviously, he's the most recent All Black new cap. I think he's going to take heaps of confidence into this game with that. So, Perifeta, Jordan, Will Jordan, competition at the 15 jerseys. You got Barrett against Richie at 10. You got Finlay Christie against Bryn Hall at 9. Hoskins Satutu against Cullen Grace at 8. Oh, fuck, the matchups across the board, man. Curtie Eck versus Cody Taylor at 2. Kita Ioane versus Pablo Mateta at 6. Like, it's just, yeah, it's going to be massive. The caliber of players is going to be huge, and it's sold out crowd at Eden Park, the most I think ever there or in a very long time. So that's going to be massive. And also, I saw a little thing about in terms of business, and that for local businesses, they're saying it's a lifesaver. Like, to have that crowd be sold out, the amount of business that's going to bring to surrounding businesses in Auckland is massive for them. So I'm excited. That's a real cool thing. So like I said, there's 22 All Blacks named tomorrow. Out of 44 players that are going to be playing, or 46 players, you know, it's almost half. So, the skill level and everything is going to be so high. I'm really keen to watch it. So I have picked, based off looking at this and having a think of who I think will get up for the occasion. And now this is a real tough one, but I've looked at both sides and I've looked at the TAB. I'm going with Crusaders 1-12, purely because I think that they have just had too much experience in these situations and scenarios. If you watched them last week, the semi-final against the Chiefs, And, you know, they D'd their line out for like 10, 15 minutes straight towards the end there and no tries. That is just like big game teams can do that, you know, like they just know. And when it comes to those situations, when you've been in it before, you're comfortable. So, yeah, that's how I feel like it might be tomorrow. There's going to be situations where it's gonna come down to, you know, big game moments. And you know, these big games, they all come down to moments and who wins the little moments. And, yeah, in my eyes, I think Crusaders have been through too many of them to miss out tomorrow or to lose tomorrow. In saying that, the Blues are at home, at the Garden, in front of a sold-out stadium, in front of their family and friends, and they're at 270, so realistically, you can go either way. Like, this game could go either way. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any team. I don't think anyone's going to win by 13+. You could hedge it. You could go 100 on each, and then you'll either win 70 or 90, depending on who wins. But just because I don't believe that it's going to go more than 13+. I think the D from both sides is too good. But yeah, it's going to be tough, because another thing about the Blues team, and looking through here, there's a predominantly Polynesians and Islanders. I'm a Polynesian myself. My mum's full Samoan. And something I know about Polynesian sides and Islander teams is once they get their tails up, they're hard to stop. And so playing in front of your family and friends in a packed-out stadium and playing in front of your city like that, that is going to get them up. And if they can channel that properly, there's a potential that they could be unstoppable. And that's what I mean about this game could go either way, because yeah, basically if the Blues get up and they use that to their absolute advantage, that that hype and that energy that they're going to get, because you know, you got guys like, let's say, if you look through here, Laulala, you got Akita Ioane, you got the Ioane brothers, Hoskins, AJ Lamb, Roger Tuivasa, Sheik, Talia Perifeta. That's just the starters, Polynesians, and I'm not saying that no one else gets up for those games, but I know from history and from experience that playing, when you go in and play your predominantly Islander schools and stuff like that as well, like De La Salle and stuff in Auckland, when you play them and they get up and they get their tails up, it's hard to stop them, and a packed out crowd in the Garden, in front of their whole city, I think that's going to be a massive advantage. I think if this game was in Christchurch, there would be a difference. I think it would sway more towards the Crusaders side. So I think that Blues having a home advantage, I think, is going to be huge for them, and the team that they have. So if you look through here as well, there's also a bunch of Māori All Blacks named. I was looking at the Crusaders side, and pretty much everyone but I think it's Ollie Jaeger or Jagger, or I don't know how to properly say it, but number 3 for the Crusaders. And I don't know if he has, but I'm pretty sure he hasn't played international rugby. I'm pretty sure everyone on this Crusaders side has played international rugby. So I'm like, that's fucking huge. Pablo Matera's Argentina. Pretty much the rest of them are All Blacks. Tom Christie, he hasn't played international level yet, except he has captained the New Zealand under 20 side. So, I mean, at a junior level, he's played internationally and captained it. He was my captain my year. Richie Lester. Lester hasn't played international, but he is the newly named All Black. And that probably goes to my next thing that I've put down here. I'm picking a Lester confidence booster from getting named in the All Blacks. I'm picking a Lester Whanganuku first try at $11 on the TAB. Yeah, I'm backing my boy. I reckon he's going to get over first. And then there's an anytime try scorers up there as well. I'm thinking Kurt Eklund, number 2 for the Blues. I think I reckon he's a shoo-in for a meat pie tomorrow. He's at $2.50. He could almost go first too if the Blues get a good maul drive on the Crusaders 5-meter line or something like that. Then I reckon Cootie could go close. I think from memory he was paying about $13 for first try. So yeah, I'm just picking Leicester because I think his confidence is high. I think his boys are going to get around him real well. And, you know, they don't get me wrong as well, that the Blues have a similar situation with Stevie Perefetto out the back. He's a newly named All Black. They got Tuivasa-Sheck in the middle. He's a newly named All Black. But, yeah, I'm thinking the Satyrs are going to get into it early, and I think they're going to put Leicester in the corner. And if he does, I'm going to snip this and put the try in. This podcast is also brought to you by Manscaped. Quick ad stoppage here. Trusted by 4 million men around the world. I personally use the Lawnmower 4.0. You've got to keep the weapon in check, man. And truth be told, is it actually adds a few inches. So make sure you jump online and use promo code 138 on manscaped.com, and it'll give you 20% off plus free shipping. They're actually running a special at the moment. I think it's something like 40% off. So you get an additional 20% off. That's 60% off plus free shipping. Promo code 138 at manscaped.com. That I called there. Another guy that I think is, I reckon he's the most underrated rugby player in New Zealand. And that's David Havili at 12. I don't know if anyone watched the final and noticed him look like he broke his face. I don't know, broke his cheekbone or something. He was pushing, it was like moving around, and he had to get taken off for an HIA, but he didn't want to leave the field. He is just, he's fucking so tough, man. And like, you can barely, they had to try and pull him off the field, and he looked like he had a fully broken face. And he came back on with this massive lump egg on his face, still playing. And just in general, like, not just to do with that, but just in general, like, his skills, from what I've heard from guys that have played with him, his leadership, his communication, his finesse, and, like, just the way that he can just create things, and he's so safe. Like, he's so solid on defence. He's so solid on attack. He's so accurate. I just think he's a game-changer, Davey, in the 12 jersey. Some people have different opinions around it all. I reckon he's the answer to the 12 dilemma for the All Blacks. I reckon David Havili is our best 12 in the country. I think Roger is also, he's shown massive danger glimpses. Like, no one can deny that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is a danger man, and he's very dangerous. So you know, once he gets more into the game as well, played more, back to more union again, I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with as well. I'm going to call my good mate in Jimmy Marshall off Waterlad. He's going to give us a quick breakdown on what he thinks too. So we'll just give him a quick buzz. Eh? Is am I connected here or what? Keen to hear what he has to say.
Up to
Jimmy Ma.
Here he is.
How's it going, brother?
All good.
Welcome.
What's happening?
Welcome to Hustlers, buddy.
Just chipping away with tips and picking winners for fun.
I've picked a few today, mate. I want to get your thoughts on it too.
Okay.
First of all, actually, I've already talked about it to the potty, so I want to get your opinions. What way is the game going tomorrow, mate, in your eyes?
Honestly, I think it's like, I've flipped between both teams about three or four times now. I reckon it's literally going to come down to one big moment, either a referee decision or a big play from someone. So it's just depending who that big play is going to come from, whether it's Bodie, Richie, Mwanga, Will Jordan. There's so many guys out on the field tomorrow night where who could create that moment? So, man, I've been flipping in between them, but I am slightly leaning towards the Blues just because of their work at the breakdown. I feel like their work at the breakdown is just next level, and they obviously, I think last weekend was a really good test for them. Them and Brumbies both go real hard at the breakdown, where the Crusaders are a little bit more zero ruck focused, and we saw that against the Chiefs. It worked well for them that game because, man, they had to rack up some tackles, but I don't think they'll be able to do that against the Blues. I think they've got too much strike power if they try and defend like that. So when I start thinking like that, I'm leaning towards the Blues. But then I think if I go into the Crusaders side, just the composure across that whole side, the leadership, the quality of players they've got, yeah, I could make a case for either side, I think.
Well, either or, I reckon, would you agree that I think it's not going to be a blowout? I reckon it's going to be 1-12 either way.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I reckon even 1-7, I think it's going to be real close right down to the wire, which is going to be awesome to watch, I think.
Yeah, 100%. I've gone the other way slightly, but I'm the same as you. It's tough to say who's going to get up. I'm going Crusaders purely because I think when it just comes to moments like you sort of said there, the composure and stuff, when it comes to big moments like this, like they're just proven to stay composed and to win those matches, you know? Like, and
yeah, 100%.
But don't get me wrong, I've also said in this potty that the Blues, one thing about, you know, a team like the Blues, let's say, being an Islander myself, being Polynesians, bro, if they're playing in front of a big crowd and family in their city, like a full stadium at the Garden, bro, and they get their tails up, they're going to be fucking hard to beat, man.
100%. That crowd, you can't underestimate that crowd. Like a normal stadium, you get a lot of advantage from having a home final, but a sold-out Eden Park, there's so much energy there that these Blues guys can try and, you know, play off, and exciting times for them.
They got to channel it right the way.
100%. And I think, like, Bodie's been a key. I don't reckon they'd be in the final if Bodie wasn't at 10.
Yeah.
He brings so much composure to that side. Even last weekend he was on fire, and he's just been playing some world-class footy. So, he's crucial. But nothing phases him. He's so composed no matter what the moment is. But
yeah.
I think a lot of those Blues guys will be looking to him for, you know, that composure and that calmness out there when that crowd is humming.
100%. Who are you keeping an eye on tomorrow? Who's some players to look out for?
Oh, mate, I'm so pumped for the Battle of the Tens. I still don't know which way the All Blacks are going to go, like whether Bodie or Richie, they're leaning towards either one of them. But I think tomorrow night we'll have a big say in that. Also keen to see how Roger goes up against Havili and the midfield pairing of Goodhue as well with Rico. And that's going to be an exciting battle, and a couple of guys have an opportunity to put their hands up for this Island test. And then Will Jordan at the back against Perifetta. Mate, there's just matchups across the whole team this weekend. Like, you could literally pick out any two players, and it's a hissing matchup. I'm pretty pumped for this one.
Who's your first try scorer?
First try scorer, I'm going to go Mark Talia.
Ooh. What was he
in the corner?
Mark Talia, first try. He was sitting at something like $12 or something on TAB. Yeah. First try, Mark Talia, $10.
Damn, pretty short. Yeah.
I'm going Big Leicester after Big All Black naming.
Fair enough. Yeah, they'll probably have a few specials for him. Interesting. He's a big body, loves a try.
It's tough, eh? Because there's literally strike power literally across the whole field on both sides.
Yeah.
Anyone could break and score.
100%.
Any time try scorer?
Any time. I like Bodie at $3.25.
Ooh.
I reckon he's probably the best any time try scorer. Any sort of space he gets, wants to get the head down for not catching him. So I didn't mind that value. He's been scoring a few tries lately too. So.
I've got the old mate Kurdiek at any time.
The only thing about that one is the Crusaders haven't conceded a maul try for about 3 years.
Haven't they?
So you're sort of backing to score a try other than a maul, I'd imagine. I'd be surprised if the Blues scored a rolling maul try.
True.
So you're looking at Kurt Eklund and open play, which I think is probably better value somewhere else.
Well, thanks for your time, mate. I appreciate you jumping on.
No worries, man.
Keen to watch this fucking game tomorrow.
Yeah. Are you going?
No, I'm not. I've got footy tomorrow down here in the Mount, so I'll be on the TV. Yourself?
I wish, man.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking unreal. I'll try to pick up a late ticket to see if I could shoot up after the game, but it's definitely going to be an experience for anyone that gets to go.
100%.
All right, brother. Good to hear from you.
Anyway, good luck on the punt. Catch ya.
See ya, boy. Very experienced that far. played a lot of Super Rugby. He's helping coach the Tasman Marker at the moment. I think he's the assistant coach for Tasman Marker. But yeah, he knows his shit. That's something I didn't realise about the Crusaders Maldi. I knew they had good Maldi, but I didn't know they hadn't conceded a fucking try. I'm still backing him, bro. I'm still backing him, yeah, whether it be like a pick, or if, whether he's sitting on the edge on, you know, regular phase play. He's sitting on the edge and they play him down the side and he scores in the corner. I'm picking our big man, Kudiek, to get over the line. Kudiek, he's a local boy as well. He plays for the Mount. Oh, sorry, I think he's from Auckland, but he's a Marlins boy, so he plays for the Mount Maunganui Rugby Club. That's our local club here. Last year when he was playing for the Blues and year before, whenever he wasn't playing, he'd be shooting down, play for the Mount, him and Azza, Aaron Carroll. So both hissing lads. Curtie will be going close to the ABs at the moment, and I'm stoked for him. I'm stoked to see him doing well. He's a fucking good man. He came down to the club a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, he's a top lad, and it's I'm so stoked to see him going so well. So yeah, that pretty much wraps it up. It's not really going to help you, depending on who you think it's going to, what way you think it's going to go. I'm with Jimmy Maher in the fact that I think it's going to come down to crucial moments, and who executes on those moments, and that could be fucking anyone, and it could be come down to a final kick with Richie Mwanga or Bowden Barrett having to knock it over from 40 to win it, or it could come to a turnover and Dalton Papali'i coming off the bench, getting a turnover straight out in front for a win. It could just come down to literally one of those moments. And I think that, yeah, like you said, depending on who the moment comes from and if they execute it, I think that's who's going to win the match. So that's another big one that I've seen is Dalton. He's been bracketed with someone on the bench, so with I think it was Tucker, he might be still injured or something. I don't know. Depending on whether he's going to be a massive factor if they win or not, I reckon too. If he's not playing, that's going to be huge for the Blues. But yeah, I'm excited to see them. The Pups, he's the man as well. Yeah, there's just good fellas across the whole field. I'm stoked to see them. Getting to an occasion like this and getting to play, this is what you play for. You play for finals like this in front of full stadiums. So I'm excited for everyone involved tomorrow. My big man, Tams, congrats to Tamati Williams, back named in the Māori ABs again. He's coming off the bench for the Satyrs. He's going to be massive for them. He'll be budging the All Blacks soon too. So my man, Tams, all the best, bro, and all the best to everyone in the final tomorrow, and everyone watching at home. Have a few beers. Have a good punt. Enjoy yourself. That's us. Later.